I'm like stuck. I can't even get out. Oh my God. Hey, Zach, can you help me out here? I'm stuck.
You're stuck?
Oh, what are you,
Step bro.
what are you, huh?
What's the matter?
No, I'm just stuck
Here,
in the
open
chair.
your leg.
No, I don't think I see just you pulled up, not open.
Pull out?
No,
I don't pull out.
no. What are you wearing, by the way?
It's a head mount.
For?
Just recording everything in my life.
Okay.
Here, spread your legs.
No, I just need
Spread.
to.
Well,
You know what? Let me
Step bro.
let
Let me
me
help you, Step
I'm not
bro.
even your
It's
stepbrother.
in. Oh. We also still have our viral merch.
Oh,
people
that's right.
From our last episode probably bought 10, 15 shirts.
That's right.
We're going to make them buy another 15.
That's right.
Another 20.
It says the Bay Area. Welcome to the Bay Area. And it's obviously, I know the joke. Ha ha.
Again, it's a fact. It's a known fact.
I know it's not the Bay. Oh.
Anywhere is the Bay. We should make new shirts of like Florida.
And just put the Bay on it?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Bay. That should just be the whole line.
Yeah. I like it. But please buy it. ShopTMGstudios.com.
It's available right now. Listen, if you're not from the Bay, you know someone from the Bay.
And our goal again is to just absolutely crush any other pods merch.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be like, Brooke and Connor be like, why is Zach and Wally's merch absolutely crushing?
I see it everywhere.
Yeah. It's because we're fucking cool and Sacramento is the Bay and it's a known fact now. So please go by and impress Ryan for us. That'd be cool.
The Brooke and Connor impression you did. Who's that supposed to be?
That was Connor.
Zach, some people don't know this, but before this, we were actually shooting another podcast.
No, we weren't.
Yeah, we were. Episode 65.
Four episodes away from 69?
Yeah, that's right. That was four episodes away.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a little taste of bonus.
What bonus could potentially be.
Interesting.
If we ever get any.
No. Why don't we have bonus?
Because we don't show.
Yeah, we also can't have bonus episodes because we don't have Cody and Noel on ever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
if we get them on, then we're definitely getting
bonus. And then, yeah, because they don't watch our show.
Yeah,
so
they do.
They don't have any idea how much we crush.
Cody just texted me last night.
What'd he say?
He said, dude, that one joke about Zach in his face, gold.
Wow, that was a long text.
Yeah.
He know he could like delete and make it sound smoother. And, like, he didn't have to include the ums.
It was the voice, though.
Yeah.
And then Noel texted me after. He kind of just said the same exact thing.
It's like Ryan runs everything for them. Yeah. Socials, texts, everything.
This is a whole fucking calendar.
Yeah, a little taste of bonus. We already filmed episode 65, so thank you so
time.
Much for watching.
Yeah. Oh, man, take me back.
But now we're on 66. How was your week this week? What'd you do?
Is this what bonus is going to be like?
How was your kebab show that you had?
Huh?
You had dinner for everyone.
This is after.
Oh yeah,
oh,
baby.
Oh shit! Because oh my God, I'm so stressed.
Before, you were.
I was stressed. Yeah. Oh, now I'm just
relieved.
Woo!
Yeah,
that was a blast.
It went smooth.
Yeah,
and sales were through the roof.
I'm not selling anything. It's all free.
You're not doing merch.
I am, but it's free.
Oh, nice.
I wasn't getting it for free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Remember that one person who choked and died off the kebab?
Oh, God, Kenny.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Kenny. Man,
no,
what a bummer.
When this episode comes out, I'm throwing a friends and family day to just friends and family only.
Okay.
All right, all my friends. Did. Yeah, I did in past tense, but this week I'm planning for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very stressed. It's the first time. I like made a menu. The menu feels really good. I have to get all the food prep. I'm like doing measurements on how much meat I need. It's a lot of meat.
You like meat?
Yeah, it's a lot.
You eat meat.
I hope so. And then I got a I had to figure out a vegetarian option. I was like, oh my God. And then one of the sauces have nuts. And so I have to make a rendition of the sauces. Does it have nuts in it? Because there's someone coming with a nut allergy.
And one nut.
And one nut.
I don't know why I always think of it like that. Sorry. But go ahead.
I mean, you're allowed to say it.
So do you have to like, do you do like the, I worked at Mimi's Cafe.
That's right.
And anything with allergies, we would put like flags in the food, like with the toothpick. And
no, we're just going to tell them as they're eating it. Oh, by the way.
Wait, that was not it. R.I.P. Kenny.
It's stressful because I've never planned. I've done parties with food, you know what I mean? I just order, but I've never done where it's like, okay, I know how many people are coming. I need to make sure I have enough of this, enough of that, enough of that. And so the idea is if I could get this one down, which I hopefully... It was great. You had a great time, right?
I loved it.
Then I'll have a date for the IRL pop-up.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where
anyone can come. Because if I fuck up a friend of friends and family,
it sucks.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Right? If I fuck up in front of people,
you'll get canceled.
I'm going to get fucking canceled. Yelp reviews out the ass.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to fucking roast me.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Wally's kebabs? Mid.
Oh,
no!
Dude.
Dude, that's what I was hanging out with the Badmash guys, and they were like, you know, we're just telling you.
You got a reference for Badmash guys.
Badmash is a really popping restaurant in LA, Indian restaurant. They're two brothers, really cool dudes. I was hanging out with the brothers, and they were like, you know, we just want to tell you this now because it's going to hit you later. And we want to make sure that you know this now, so when it hits you, it doesn't hit you as hard. And they're like, someone's going to come to someone's going to come to the cart, right?
Okay, got it.
And they're going to say, yeah, it was whatever.
That's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah. And he's like, you just have to be ready for that. And you just have to like.
I'll do it for you. I'll be the guy.
What the fuck, dude?
What? You need someone.
I want someone, not you.
Oh, okay.
You got to say, this is dang, bro.
Oh, okay. Do I sound like that?
Bro, this Liddy. The hand snap, whatever this is.
I can do that. You didn't know I could do that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, man.
It's a very like white guy.
That's pretty sick.
That's whatever.
For the audio listeners, I'm doing like some sick ass thing.
It looks like an eel because your hands are just so wet.
Okay. Oh, yeah, very fucking shiny.
And so they're like, just be ready for that. And I was like, oh, what was that like for you guys? And they're like, yeah, someone said we didn't put like coconut milk in our curry or whatever the fuck. We're like, they're like, get fucked.
So what do you have your menu? Or
I have the menu locked in already. It's like going to be a beef wrap, and then there's also going to be a vegetarian wrap, and there's going to be a secret menu for Friends and Family Day.
Come.
I was going to say lamb chops.
Ah, lamb chops. Got it. Yeah.
The side of cum.
Hey, for the friends.
For the friends, yeah.
Family. got it.
Yeah. And then so if I get that down, then
I'll... Is that coming?
No, he will not be attending.
Dude, if your dad comes to your fucking kebab,
that'd be sick.
That would be fucking lit.
Here's the lore, right? My dad started all these restaurants. They've all flopped.
Mm-hmm.
He just now had one that's like popping in another country, whatever. Yeah, fucking asshole.
Cancel him.
Yeah, but I've been with my dad started like 4 or 5 restaurants, and every single one of them just like flop.
Oh, I thought, yeah. But he kept going.
He kept going.
Persevering.
That's right.
And your lord.
So what if he comes back and says, this is mid.
He's the guy that says it's mid.
Haven't seen him for
Dude,
10 years.
That would devastate.
That would crush.
You would have to see a therapist.
That would fucking.
Like mandatory.
I would kill him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be your witness. I'll be your alibi. No, he wasn't. He didn't do anything.
He just said it was mid.
I killed him.
And then so if I get that down right, then I'll know all the kinks and all the shit I have to do to plan the Friends and Family Day. And that so the timeline is Friends and Family, then IRL pop-up, and then I'm not going to do the IRL pop-up until I have a special guest. For each pop-up, I'm going to have this is the plan. Each pop-up I'm going to have a special guest come to each one of these. All right?
Me?
No, not you.
Okay.
So for the first one, I already said it. It's going to be donor Shawarma Iron Man.
Okay.
So he's going to be the debut for the first
That's
one.
That's a special guest?
That's going to be this. Are you kidding me? Don't you want to meet Shawarma Iron Man?
But like a face reveal of like Blanket or something?
No. It's going to be me in the suit with a full mask that opens up and.
People are going to say, oh, that was a mid.
No. Okay. And then.
Mid reveal.
And then the second one, right? So now they know, okay, someone's going to be pulling up to
these. So you're actually buying that outfit?
It's getting made, custom made.
You weren't fucking around?
I wasn't fucking around. It's being custom made. I have the photo right now. The person just sent me a photo. I'll show you. I'll send it.
Someone, like, it's going to squirt out the jizz?
No. It's not going to squirt out the jizz. Look, it's here are all the pieces right now.
That is insane.
It's legit being made.
Please send.
Yeah. So, for the first pop-up, something's being built. It's Shawarma Iron Man, all custom. All right. We couldn't figure out the sauce mechanism, but we are
fucking nuts.
So it's going to be printed out by individual like 3D pieces. Then they're going to use fiberglass to make it look not like cheap or whatever. And then I spent $300 on those legit Iron Man masks that open up on voice command.
How much you spend?
$300. They're $300. Look them up. Look up Iron Man masks open up voice command. So you'd be like, hey, Jarvis, like, tactile mode, and the eyes turn red, the mask fucking closed, sick as fuck.
Well, you do. Like, this is sick as hell, but why?
It's sick! You just said it! It's sick!
So what are you gonna do after you use this one time?
So then, okay, that's a great question, Zach. Oh yeah, look at this. It's fucking tight, bro.
Oh, it's on sale.
Damn, this is a more expensive one. Play the video of it opening. Bro, it's so sick. Look at this. So imagine I'm in the full outfit,
Jarvis?
Donor machine in front of me.
I'll have one Stop kebab, system. Please.
Hello, I am Jarvis.
With white sauce.
Jarvis, start combat mode.
Okay.
Oh, he's British.
He gone.
Jarvis, close combat mode.
I was wondering why you're using Jarvis.
Yeah.
You know what? For this billionaire, it's getting kind of hot in here.
Oh, God.
He's Jarvis.
Nerd.
Open mask.
You open like that.
He has COVID.
Oh my God.
Kill him. Damn, that's a super spreader.
Yeah. She's
just COVID germs.
He's COVID germs at you.
Okay, and cool. So, nice.
And then the pita cannon.
Pita?
Pita
oh,
bread.
P-I-T-A.
Pita bread, yeah. So it's going to have a t-shirt cannon that's going to be the valve, the propane tank, or not propane, the CO2.
Okay, I was going to ask. So those two tanks were propane tanks.
Yeah, or CO2.
So someone could die.
No. It's not going to go. I'm not going to hit someone with the pita bread. You got to get hit, by the way.
What?
Yeah, for the video. Come on. It's sick.
All right.
And then it's going to shoot a full-on pita bread. So that'll be for the first one. And then if I do a second one, he's going to come for sure, right? He has to.
Who's he?
The Shawarma Iron Man.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then the special guest for the second one, I was going to get 3 Minions costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then dress them up in like Middle Eastern attire. Like the big throw, the kefir or whatever, right? And then they're all going to do the dubke. You know what the dubke is?
Nope.
Look up D-A-B-K-E.
D-A-B-K-E?
It's a dance. And they're all going to do a dance in a circle.
Three.
You don't have to play the audio, yeah. So all three of them.
Holy shit.
Are going to do this in front of the car.
Dude, that's like a Roomba. The fucking vacuum.
And then I'll be in the front, you know, leading up the dubke.
Can you dance like this?
No, it's good. I have to practice.
This is sick.
It's going to be tight, right?
So they can do this dance.
Yeah, I'll find people who can do this dance.
Okay. Hey, I'm down to try. That's fucking sick. So they're like normal height minions.
It's going to be like big minions, yeah.
Okay.
They're not going to be small or anything.
I just thought. Get up.
Unless that would be funny.
Do you know the frog one? Like in the whatever Asian country, they do like the...
Oh, yeah, this, the mascot?
The mascot the inflatable frog. And, like, they salute the frog, but there's, like, the child one that, like, is always struggling to learn, like, to salute.
Oh, yes.
Then the dad, like, slaps him. It's really funny. Anyways.
And then I don't know who's going to be the special guest for the third one, but the idea is every single pop-up, I'm going to have one of these weird mascots show up.
That's great. Yeah. Totally related to the kebab cart.
Yeah, of course. That's what they do for promo and stuff. Yeah.
Hey, you know how to fucking sell.
Yeah, so they're going to look like this. I'm being full on serious. They're gonna look
You are.
They're going to look exactly like this. They're going to have beards and stuff.
So there's costumes already that you've seen
I've seen,
do you have to like draw on like the mustache? No,
so we have to buy the like blank Minions costume.
Got it.
And then we have to like buy, I don't know, a bed sheet.
Damn. A bed sheet?
Yeah, you get a big enough bed. Yeah. But it's going to be three of these guys.
Dude.
And they're all going to be dancing and holding hands in a circle.
I see the vision now, and I like this.
So imagine every single one of these events, you see some fucking weird shit like that. You're like, I gotta go to the next. Like, what's the next one gonna
be? You know, like how stores usually have like the wings for Instagram pictures and stuff like that. You have three minions doing the dabke.
Yeah.
And people are just gonna stand in front and take pictures in front of
them. Yeah, of course. That's why not? I would take photos. That's legit. Tight as fuck.
My whole thing with this is like, I've never seen you busier for this week.
Yeah.
Quote unquote this
week. Oh, for the prep week?
You've canceled like everything. Like,
I know.
Usually you're like, yes, man. Like, yes, I'll help you with
the
video.
Yeah, I got this. Yes. Boom, boom. Yes.
You canceled like shit from like Friday out.
Because I'm like, I just need to make sure everything fucking goes good.
This is huge for you.
I just need to figure out.
Or was huge.
Yeah, because it happened.
Yes.
Oh, man, it was terrible.
Well, no, because
it's like shit I've never done. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, if there's 1 pound of meat, I have to get 4 ounces of meat, and then that's per person, and then it's a whole thing. And I have to figure out the onions equated to that meat and the spices equated.
You signed up for this. You wanted
the
kebab
but
cart.
I didn't know. That was going to be easy.
You are stressing over something that you didn't really have to do, but I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
The lore of the dad son is overtaking him.
It's coming
to fruition.
Yeah,
so happy for you.
Thank you.
And I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you kill your dad.
I do need help with socials, actually.
I'm ready. Yeah. I already told you. You want
I have a ton of no. I have ideas for you.
Well, I'll see. My ideas are pretty fucking good.
I have one idea. I will say one idea is like, I want you to come up. And like, you have the food. You go, ooh, what kind of meat is this? And you pan over and I just wink.
Okay. Yeah, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what's working. But my ideas were pretty easy. The kebab one.
The
free falafel Fridays.
Free falafel Fridays.
People like the kiss.
Yep.
It's a kissable option.
We'll make it happen.
Hell yeah. Let's see what we have going on today, Wally.
Oh,
we have a jam-packed episode.
That's right, because you know what? I've been trying to figure out what's going on with this GTA leak.
Oh, you saw it on your timeline?
Yeah, I did see it on my timeline. Did you see it in the timeline and the doc?
I didn't see it on the doc. What doc?
As you know, GTA 6 is finally coming out.
Nice.
After a decade.
Yeah. Okay. It's still not coming out for a while, right? Like 2025? That's what I thought I saw.
No, yeah, the trailer's coming out. It already came out.
Yes.
The trailer already came out. What'd you think of the trailer, by the way?
It was sick. Well, I actually have, apparently, if this is real, this is like the leak.
Okay, let's watch it.
Hopefully we can.
It's just like the most fakest shit ever. SpongeBob's there and shit.
No, you know the remakes of the actual people that jump on like the benches and make it? I had that as a link. For audio listeners, this looks real. That's Casey Fry.
That is Casey Frey, yeah.
I instantly thought of that.
Holy shit.
This is so real, bro. That's AT&T Park.
Damn, this is sick as hell.
So this is based in Miami, right? Yeah. So crazy.
That looks fucking legit. Dude, I am ready for GTA 6.
I mean, Rockstar spends like the most time on their games, right?
Yeah.
What was the one that like they released it way too fast and it turned out horrendous?
I don't think was it Cyberpunk? That was
Cyberpunk. Right? Yeah. Yeah, it flopped super hard.
Well, now the pack is updated and like now it's good.
For real, like anytime that it flops like on the initial release, I give up on it. I'm not a gamer, so
you guys don't understand. GTA is like me and Zach's like bonding game. Yeah. This is a game where me and Zach, every time we like hang out, we just smoke a little weed, play some GTA, just drive, and we just turns driving back and forth.
That's it.
Yeah, that was it.
We drove until we crashed.
Yeah, that was it.
That was literally just us driving around.
Except every time I would give Zach the controller, he would just stay in the strip club for like a very long, long time.
So I saw the trailer leak.
Yeah.
And then I just hopped on the GTA 5 or whatever, and I played it in front of Tots. And I went on like the rampages.
Oh, whoa.
I went dark.
Whoa.
And she was like watching me play. And I was just like, dude, she was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just, you know.
Can't play that game in front of like people.
Oh,
who don't
dude,
know
I went that. Like weird mode. Like yeah. I just like was driving over crowds and like fucking like, and, I mean, it's fine in the game,
in the game
obviously.
It's totally fine. Gotta,
yeah,
gotta,
I was
yeah.
using all my ammunition.
It's an outlet.
On everything. Yeah. But it felt fucking crazy to like do. But anyways, I was just curious if you thought like that was weird that I.
No, I listen. I get on a plane.
Okay.
Nice. What's the first thing I do?
You fly.
I fly that thing.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, got it.
To another airport.
To Tilted Towers.
Until I land to the, yeah, I land somewhere safely. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Yes. I land very safe. I make sure everything's.
All the traffic laws.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do the first person POV, make sure I'm doing everything right.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I'm trying to think, where was I when GTA first came out? I was like still in college. It was Salbeck.
They like I said, Rockstar takes their fucking time on the game.
Damn.
But did you see who leaked it?
Who?
It was the friend of us, the son of the guy who fucking made the game, I'm pretty sure. Isn't Arthur imagine working for it. Can we read the caption? Imagine working for Rockstar North for your whole life just to have your son leak confidential GTA 6 information on TikTok for some likes. And the dude's son is blurred out, you know, for safety reasons.
Yeah.
But the dude who made the game is out in the open. And he had to verify. I think this was a reply comment
yeah.
to someone saying, like, how are you verifiable source or whatever? And he replied, like, with this picture.
Damn.
Saying that he knows the dude.
Damn.
All
Wait,
for some
so
fucking
his,
likes.
It was his dad?
Yeah.
That's like the typical, my dad works at Rockstar.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you banned. Is that actually work? Yeah,
that's fucking crazy, though. And, like, Rockstar is, like, very well known for keeping their shit
yeah, it's
closed,
secret
locked.
And fucking...
And now in today's day and age, man, all they want is some fucking likes. Aaron Garbutt. Aaron Garbutt is the current head of development, co-studio head at Rockstar North, alongside Rob Nelson. So it's a legit dude.
So his son's fucked.
Yeah.
You're grounded for life.
I or
You're, he's grounded for life until the next GTA 7 comes
nice.
out. That is like he's
that's
done.
A good
yeah.
one, dude.
That's the time
you should eat that.
I should
yeah that's a really good punishment.
Fuck.
I like that. Damn. Yeah, so all for some fucking likes.
Damn.
And there
I
is a leak
worth it, kid.
I did leak or the no I had oh I didn't leak it. There was like some actual footage from like gameplay, not just the trailer
that the kid leaked.
Yeah.
What a little brat.
I thought I linked it, but I guess I didn't.
We'll see if we can find it.
Okay. Luke's got it. Yeah. I mean, like, it's fucking sick. I can't wait for this game.
I can't. I need this. I wish it came out during COVID, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Do you do online GTA? Online GTA, dude, I suck at it.
No, I love online GTA.
Because you get in a fight with one dude.
Oh, and he'll fucking yeah. find yeah. you for the rest of your life. If you look at a guy funny, he'll fuck you. You ever play GTA roleplay?
No.
Dude, roleplay you would actually have, but it's like you're going to go deeper into the psycho. Yeah, 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 yeah. Because Trey was telling me that Sheldon plays GTA roleplay and that he walked into his room with a computer and a headset.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah, and he was a cop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was reading somebody his rights.
Oh, dude.
And Trey was like, what the fuck is going on?
We don't have to pull it up. I was actually ready to have my sports segment.
Oh, yeah, guys. I'm letting Zach talk sports for a little bit.
If you haven't realized, every because like
you know,
the third
here's
episode.
What happens: he gets antsy, then he does dark stuff on GTA. So we have to give him at least like 5 minutes on this platform just to talk sports and talk shop. So go ahead. What's new in the sports world, Zach?
I'm ready. In hockey,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen,
you still watch hockey?
Kenny,
by the way?
I want you to. Kenny's here today for the second time for a second episode, but Kenny's hockey guy.
Uh huh.
And Kenny sent me this story. I also saw it, but I didn't know the players or whatever. But I read more into it. And Connor Bedard and Corey Perry of the mm-hmm. Chicago Blackhawks, correct? Yes. Connor Bedard's a rookie,
mm-hmm.
and Corey Perry is a veteran.
Yep.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
And so, like, there's a rumor that Corey Perry was banging Connor Bedard's mom. And, like, so a question that this was an updated TMZ article.
Yeah.
And they were asking Bedard, like, what do you think of the rumors? And he was just getting fed up. Like, imagine just getting pestered with questions.
Is he banging your mom?
Yeah, dude.
That's high school shit.
So Connor Perry actually got kicked off the team before this. And, like, the rumor was that he was banging Bedard's mom. But in this article, it was saying that it was, like, mental health issues.
Substance abuse and stuff like that. Yeah.
But before all that came out, it was that he was banging
Bedard's mom. What a fucker to start that rumor.
I know. And he's a good-looking dude. Like, he's banging.
You think he's valid?
He can bang moms. Corey Perry looks like he can bang some moms. She is a very attractive mom who is single, I believe.
Oh, really?
And ready to mingle, yeah. And there's one of the TikToks. It was crazy, bro. So this was, like, on my algorithm.
Yeah.
I got the interview of the GM or the owner kicking off Perry, saying, like, oh, he, like, his actions were not suitable for the team or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then I swiped. The next one was a players coming in with their moms. Like,
oh,
the next TikTok video I got on my algorithm. Was in reference to this. This is the announcement that Perry is off the team. So was he banging Bedard's mom?
Was he knees deep?
Yeah, I saw the video. He was piping the mom. And it was too good, actually. So we had to kick him off. He was wearing the head mount. And his cock was bigger than mine. Gotta go.
The boys didn't feel comfortable with that.
If you're rocking a fucking 9-incher.
Dude. Phil, I think over the last 24 hours, what's gone on has been very disturbing.
He's fucking the mom for 24 hours? Let's go!
I'm getting that.
I know. This is the owner, right?
He's the GM.
Or GM, whatever. Like, just someone who should be better at public speaking than this.
You know what?
Like, his mom was
fucking. Dude, Perry is just going around banging the GM's mom, the owner's mom, everyone's mom.
We got to cut this guy off, dude.
That's why he was crying. He's like, someone needs to stop.
Please,
like,
don't bang her.
The fucking, like, people, like, asking questions to reporters, they're like, please stop this guy. He's banging my mom.
He's banging my mom. There's, like, a riot with, like, pitchforks.
The other team. Yeah. Hey, that's the guy who banged my mom.
We gotta hide our moms because of this guy.
This dude just banged a rookie's mom, and now he's kicked off the team.
That was the rumor, supposedly.
I think, like, you have to denounce that rumor with just, like, mental health and drug issues. But
no, just say, I didn't do it, or I did do it.
Yeah, like, that's a fucking
rumor. That's a sick-ass rumor. It might work in your favor.
Perry was having too much sex with moms, so he had to get kicked off the team. Anyways, poor guy. That is a tough rumor. Like, he's a rookie, so he's, like I said, like, he's got years ahead of him, and he's hella good, right?
That's the rumor I hear in high school, genuinely in high school.
Yeah.
He was the first overall pick.
Yes, I did know that. Didn't know that.
Damn. And so that's the only real sports update you have?
And also the story of Ryan Shazier.
Who's that?
This? Pittsburgh Steelers guy who got paralyzed from a tackle in an actual game.
Recently?
In like 2016,
17.
Yeah. He started walking again.
Oh, thank God.
So he's walking, and there's a clip of him at an NFL draft. He's walking with his wife in hand at the time. Walking across stage, doing like the best he can, like an amazing story. He's walking again, blah, blah, blah. Cut to last weekend. He was cheating on his wife with some random chick, and he was pictured holding a book of, he wrote it, how to like do anal sex. Did you see this?
What? No.
Oh, yeah. Look up Ryan Shazier, Shazier. And look up anal. Like, legit. Like, he was, like, the author of the book. I know. I'm sorry. But I'm sure you'll get it.
Or something.
Ryan Shazier's wife caught him cheating and sharing his love for books like The Ultimate Guide to Anal Sex for Women. So he was sending this book to his mistress, trying to, like, insinuate, you know, like, let's fucking read this and get it going. And so the wife found the pictures on his iMessage on his laptop, I believe, or something like that, and Instagrammed it in a carousel. for likes.
Nice.
You know, got some great engagement. And the chick, I think, knew that he was married, knew who he was. Like, you know, was just a mistress, typical mistress, just down for whatever. And the wife caught it, posted it, and she was like by his side during the
before he was a beautiful. He's walking again.
Oh no, no, that was like he was walking again in like 2018,
got it,
19.
Got it. Oh, so
he's doing
I don't
know exactly the time.
He's doing more than walking
hit.
Now.
Oh yeah, oh, he's cheating.
He's doing anal sex.
Dude, yeah, so there was like. Play this little meme. This is perfect. This is exactly what I wanted to reference.
Right 2018 and that push is growing. Yeah, bro.
Shit. In the quarter. Whoa, fuck.
Dude, the bass in here.
The bass in here was sick.
Hell yeah. But the video of the, for audio listeners, of the dude in the wheelchair and he daps him up and then he starts walking around a little bit. That's Ryan Shazier cheating, dude.
Dude, that's fucked. The fact that like it was such a beautiful story. And
I know. Hand in hand, walking again, by his side.
More than walking.
And now he's fucking. This is the that was the OG one. This is the
fucked up?
The OG meme of the dude.
Hey,
remember that one?
Yeah.
Anyways, that was my sports stories for today.
Huh?
What'd you think?
That was pretty good. I was hoping to hear some stats or...
No. This is what Foul Tip could have been. But
oh, okay,
we'll just bring it on to the Zach
yeah, that was, that's not too bad.
Some juicy tea.
Yeah.
And well, also by this guy. Time, the San Francisco Giants will sign Shohei Ohtani. Book it. So
blow by blow. Where do you even buy books like these? Source, link, source, link, source.
Bookmarks like through the fucking roof.
notes and highlighter and shit like that. Wait, did you remember 50 Shades of Grey?
Of course.
Did your mom or sister ever read it?
I think every woman in the world read that
book. Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I one time I went to my mom's room and she had the book and I was like,
it's,
like
it's just a book, bro.
I was like, oh my God.
And then you saw the puddle on the ground.
What the fuck, dude? Yo.
What?
That's fucked up. That's
I
my
can't
mom.
Make mom joke.
Yeah. She, what the hell? You know my mom.
Sorry, that was a dark joke. My bad. The Juarez cousin.
Sorry. I was just talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
My bad. What game do you want to play today for our segment? Do you want to do Venn diagram or do you want to do tick for
let's
top?
Let's do the algo because my algo's been getting better.
Okay.
Yeah.
A segment for today's Zach and Waleed show, ladies and gentlemen.
Episode 66.
Episode 66. Is a little game called Tick vs. Talk, and we want you guys in the comments to let us know whose algorithm is better. Yes, okay. It's very YouTube-y niche,
uh-huh.
But we're all on our phones 24/7. Algorithm hits us in different ways.
The algorithm, my algorithm, I will say, I'm really happy with my algo. I get exactly what I want. I keep engaging with it, so I get more and more and more.
I know we're going to dive into it, but your Instagram reel algo has affected my Instagram reel.
Oh,
algo.
Really?
Yes. Because now I get Middle Eastern videos. I get monkeys.
Yep, yep.
I get fucking like superhero Indian stories
of
random people saving women's lives.
That's of course. That's the best stuff.
So you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Let's do singing guy for the beginning.
I laughed at this one. Can you describe to the audio listeners?
It's Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump. He's just going, doing his rounds in India. And
okay, I don't want to ask like a rude question, but was that an albino Indian guy?
Yes.
Okay.
He was albino.
Are we sure about that?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Okay.
Yeah, he is. Because it's like blonde.
Well, what if it was just Donald Trump just moving to fucking India?
It was starting a Kulfi ice cream little spot.
Yeah,
stand.
Doing like the joke Turkish ice cream.
That would be a good move on his end.
Yeah.
But this guy's huge in India now. They
because
go
of this
they
video?
Go to, yeah, because of him singing and shit like that. That's why it's cool when I watch all these, because they kind of like blow up, not expecting to blow up. Yeah, and then now they just like pop off. And so it's cool. You feel better when you listen and you watch it.
I give that video an 8 out of 10.
Okay, because it's that good?
I would like that video right, on my
enough.
Algorithm.
Okay, fair enough.
So good job. People in the comments, please relay what you think of that. Next one, can you please lead in for the audio listeners what the next segment video is?
I'm just going to go all mine?
Should we go 1v1?
Yeah, let's go 1v1.
Okay, 1v1. All right. This is mine for TikTok. If you guys know Christian Berger, okay? This dude is a little off, all right? So just be nice in the comments. He's just a little weird dude.
Okay.
But what he does is he videotapes himself from the dashboard, driving to the Canadian border, and he's practicing his communications with the Border Patrol. And every single time that he records himself and like is talking, he gets asked to be pulled
up.
Because he's just the most awkward fucking dude. So this is just a little taste. He drives at like 7 a.m. in the morning. He's wearing a camo jacket. He's got a mullet.
Yep.
He's just a very strange man. But go ahead and... And he used to do like just videos of him dancing and but these are
This is like a thing now. People like to see people having like real react. I've seen like drive through videos. Yeah. I actually like this a lot.
It's a good aesthetic.
Where do you live?
Linden.
Where you want?
Surrey.
Where
visiting a couple friends. Last week.
What do you do for a job?
Nowhere right now.
Okay. He asked where he works and he said nowhere right now.
Pardon?
Like his questions are
just code, almost empty case of Mountain Dew.
Okay. You're coming up so early.
We have plans to go up to the mine.
Go up where?
To the mine.
Which one?
I'm not sure. Whichever one that they planned.
Like, okay, we're good. So, like, the guy asking the questions, he's asking all the right questions because the more that he just evades the answer or just, like, gives the obscureness and also said that he had an emptied case of Mountain Dew. Like, that's instant red flag.
That's
who the fuck drinks Mountain Dew at 7 a.m.?
The fuck?
Fuck?
Luke. Luke, pull over, please. but he has so many fucking...
So he just has a lot of anxiety with a 30.
Yeah, tons of fucking anxiety. Like, I feel bad.
Dude, I get this way, too.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, when I go through customs...
That's fair.
I fucking freak the fuck out.
But this guy's nothing to hide. Maybe he does. Maybe he does have something to hide. I think he's fine.
I have nothing to hide either. What the hell?
Yeah, but he's got a hell of videos of him just getting like...
Fucking pulled over. Yeah. And damn.
So people rate that one. If you guys get Christian Berger in your algorithm,
I do like...
That's relatable.
I like it because it's very interesting to watch. You feel like a fly on the wall. So I give it 7 out of 10.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can win the first round.
Okay.
I liked your
All right. Alpine. Give me IG Real Monkey.
What is this?
This is my... Dude, hang on. This is my favorite fuck... I'll give the context, all right? So before this, there was no VO. There was like a guy... There was just straight up the monkey, right? Then some guy added VO to it, and it makes it even better. But the way this monkey gets... He just gets caught lacking, all right?
And yeah.
And he screams.
Normal. Totally, dude.
And he screams. The way this monkey screams fucking kills me. All right, here we go. Ready? Yeah.
Hold on, I just caught Curious George lacking. Shit could get tragic. Hold on, I just caught Curious George lacking. Shit could get tragic.
I hate how good that fucking video was. And that is what my Instagram reel is now, dude. I just get those fucking monkey videos all the time.
You know, fucked up part of, you know why I like this video even more? Because I've been scared like that.
You're relating to a lacking monkey?
Yes, bro. Which we're all kind of, we're all derived from monkeys anyway, so it hits even harder.
Is that what you saw, the 50 Shades of Grey in your mind? me and Molly's Instagram DMs are literally monkeys.
Monkeys and just
filled with monkeys.
Brown people videos.
Yep. Mine, next up.
Yeah?
A TikTok one.
Okay.
I'm sure people, saluting already, Luke. Waleed, please.
Who am I saluting
Kenny?
You?
Gail Lewis, veteran Walmart employee, retired now. What'd you say?
Who is this?
You don't know Gail Lewis?
No, who is this?
Holy shit. Luke is standing.
Yeah, like I was standing right now.
Gail Lewis is a veteran who just recently retired from working at Walmart after 10 years of service, I believe. Right? And go ahead. This is her send-off.
Attention, Walmart. This is Gail Lewis.
10-year associate, Morris, Illinois, 844. Signing out. Good night.
Good night, Gail Lewis.
So today was an end of an era for me.
Huh?
What you just saw was me signing out for the last time at my Walmart that I have worked at for 10 years.
Oh!
It's a happy sad because love I'm going to be going to a better job. And
Target!
They became like family. I've been through a lot with them. They watched my back. They helped me out. I helped them out. We even went through a fucking pandemic together.
God damn it, that pandemic!
It just hurts, but it's a happy sad. Because where I'm going to be better off where I'm at. That's all.
What a beautiful.
Gail,
did that make you want to see? Look at you. You're automatically saluting them.
Yeah, because I feel for her.
That was Gail Lewis.
This is my respect.
She's all over my feed now.
That's there's a like, 10 out of 10.
There's edits of her. There's edits of
what
like,
does that comment say?
Shoplifting effort, Gail Lewis.
There's like, you know, like people shoplifting now. Yeah. Like, I would love to see just a video. I think one of the search bars on top was Gail Lewis tackling someone from shoplifting, but I don't think there's actual videos of that. But love you, Gail.
Love you, Gail. 10 out of 10.
10 years at Walmart. That's worthy of a crying session. Damn, dude. Wow. And then mine. Yeah, this is my Instagram reel. It's a nice wholesome. This yeah.
Okay. What is this?
It's a dude dragging the cross in a storm.
I want you to remember, Jesus is with you in your storm. He has not left you. He has not forgotten you. He will come for you. Just hang on. Jesus loves you more than you could possibly imagine.
I just wanted to bless everyone here tonight.
Dude, that was fucking sick. That was so sick.
Can you elaborate? Why do you think it's
dude,
so
dude, he's walking with a huge cross and like he's wet. You can tell he's been walking forever. And then there's a thunderstorm happening in the back.
You know, behind the phone is his car or something like that.
Yeah,
waiting
to
pick him up.
Yeah.
Or his house.
Right. Fresh pair of clothes.
Fresh pair of clothes. Yeah. Probably he's an atheist.
I'm into this. Yeah. I'm into this a lot.
This is my Instagram.
Oh, man, brother. Oh, fucking man. That was tight.
I just wanted to... I just get Christian.
Hey, look at that.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. It's just sick gift. Yeah. But very holy.
That was 10
on
out
my
10.
Reel.
10 out of 10 because the visual of it was so sick. You could be saying anything besides like, God loves you, blah, blah, blah. And it was just... In that setting, it's tight.
I just get monkeys and crosses.
Yeah.
For my reel.
Look.
You
if
know,
you show whole and be brave, you can be holy.
You can be holy.
And you can fill the hole again. Then walks off. Like, you can say anything.
He just turns around and spreads. Just bends over.
There's like a huge taint.
I am also a hole. You know he edited the lightning and the thunder.
He better not, dude. It better have just been one take fucking.
No, that was. You think God just perfectly
yes!
threw in some
in this
thunder
setting,
and lightning?
Yes.
But anyways, that was Tick vs. Talk. Great segment.
Great segment. We'll keep going.
Guys, another voicemail segment. Instead of having you guys call in, I went on Instagram for the Zach and Waleed Show, at Zach Waleed Show, if you
mm-hmm, call, mm-hmm, please.
And help us get bonus episodes. Asked you guys what your guys' life problems have been recently, and we're just going to go ahead and help you guys out here today.
That's right.
I have all your responses here. Our first problem that we have here today.
Ass too fat.
Ass is too fat.
Ass is too fat, and when you put the prompt out, you said for problems?
Life problems.
Life problems, okay.
You were stuck in the chair earlier.
I was stuck for my ass being too fat, yeah, but I would almost call that a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very. And Christmas is coming up. Maybe they just need new pants.
Mm-hmm. There you
some
go.
New underwear.
There we go.
There we go. Oh, another one here?
Yeah.
I clowned on you guys being unemployed, but now I'm unemployed for a few months now.
Ha ha!
Oh, shit.
L.
Hey, did you send in the resume segment, idiot?
Hold this.
Nice, yeah. Bro.
That's what you fucking get.
Jesus, it's been a few months. Okay. Are you hiring?
Hold this first.
Are you hiring for a kebab?
No. We're not hiring anybody.
You wanted 50 employees last night.
Yeah, but then I thought about it, and then I got health insurance for everybody.
Okay. From we'll just leave the name out here in case this was serious.
I get high every day. How do I stop? I have two recommendations.
Stop being a pussy. Yeah. Keep fucking blazing.
That's recommendation number one. Number two, get the strongest weed you could find and then put yourself in a setting where it will induce an anxiety attack and smoke that, and then you'll never smoke weed again.
Jesus Christ.
That it'll help.
Is that what happened to you?
Yes.
Where?
I don't remember. But
church?
Yeah. See, the movie theater.
Honestly, I'm like 2 months sober now from marijuana.
Yeah.
You just got to tell people that. Thank you. Huge feat for me. I do miss it dearly. But you just got to tell people, like people close to you, that you're not smoking anymore. And also like put up like a whiteboard, and just do a tally mark.
Yeah.
And it motivates you. It's a reassuring feeling.
And what does the telling people do?
So they keep you in check. They're like, how many days sober are you today?
Oh, I never asked you that.
Okay.
I always ask, when are we going to blaze up, bro?
I miss you.
I got some fat joint and some GTA waiting for us. Sorry.
Anyways, audio listeners got a weird one with that. Nice. What about this one?
I'm trying to open up a kebab truck to compete with my and
to compete and crush
a newly opened kebab truck. Got any tips? Yeah, I got a few tips for you. Yeah.
Don't get your food license.
How about let's meet up?
Oh.
By a local river. Bring your trailer. let me also do a little quick walkthrough of the trailer. Make sure everything's.
Bro, if there's a murder by a river with a kebab truck,
it's like floating with the guy on top of it, inside of it.
Are you gonna
be me?
You're gonna be paired up with other fellow kebab truck owners.
Oh yeah, they're going down.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna use this truck to embrace my community. No, I'm gonna destroy them from this side.
Got it. How about this one?
Still in love with my situationship from 2 years ago.
Oof.
Oh, geez.
Situationship. Can we Google that one, por favor? Just so we get proper clarification of what a situationship is. I got schooled in this one from Tots's little sister, and I posted on my Snapchat, I didn't know what a situationship was, and she called me a millennial. So, yeah.
Why is that a slur now?
I don't fucking know. Situationships can be defined as a romantic relationship that lacks commitment and the associated norms and expectations. So it's just like a friend, it's like Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, you're right.
You're just giving out.
Yeah,
blowjobs,
situationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we don't have the norms and expectations.
And you're still in love with them?
Yeah,
get real.
For 2 years, dude.
Oh shit,
that's quite a long time.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, I think you got to go to porn for that.
No, that's not a healthy. Yeah.
Smoke weed.
Yeah, or maybe constantly. Find yourself a new situationship.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that healthy?
No.
To go from situation to situation?
It's actually
going to
get worse.
I think a Hinge, maybe a Hinge date.
No, or maybe just get yourself in a good routine and focus on yourself. That's not financial advice.
They need the Jesus Christ reel.
Yes, that's right. We'll send that to you.
Okay. A couple more here. Oh, you wanted to dive into that one. Graduated high school and you still don't know what to do with your life?
Oh, graduated high school and I don't know what to do with my life. No one expects you to know what you're doing. That's why people take community college, because they buy themselves time with an extra 2 years.
You know, I did that.
I did. I was doing that too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's the whole point. Buy some time.
It was cheap.
Yeah.
If you get financial aid, it was 30 cents for my first semester.
What the fuck?
30 cents. Paid for by all of you guys out there.
Thank you guys so much. What
would
you do with your money now? Oh, our tax money is way being wasted on a millennial.
Yeah, baby.
With a podcast.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah, high school, that's so fresh. You don't have to worry
chill,
about shit.
Relax. Fine, do something you like for a little bit.
I still like have almost zero pay for being a 30-year-old individual. You'll be 30 next year. Dude, I'm 31 this year, this month.
Oh, that's right. I gotta find myself a new co-host. Someone young and hip.
Someone in a situation.
Someone young, hip, situationship, no sports.
Kenny?
Kenny? Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah, he's 39.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fuck. Actually, Luke? Everyone here is 30.
Luke's 29.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 29. I'm turning 29.
Fortnite partner?
Yeah, I don't know if you'll.
There you go.
Oh, how does it feel to turn 31?
Not very good. I'm not too excited, but I'm okay. Like, I'm happy as a 30
game. Yeah.
I'm fine. It's over. It's over.
No, don't say that. It's supposed to be your prime.
Yeah. I was telling Toss the other day, like, balding.
Yeah.
Losing it in the back, obviously, a little bit, but I've just come to terms with it. It's just like, I said you saw me at my peak, even though those pictures I posted from the photo shoot.
Those were, I thought you were 20.
Fucking hot.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Thanks, man.
And so you just could be accept being 31?
Yeah. Yeah. And if I started balding even more, I just got to go with the flow.
No, dude, I'll take you to Turkey.
Well, yeah, you're ahead of me.
Yeah, what the fuck?
With the hairline.
No, we'll just go to Turkey. We'll do a 2-in-1 special. BOGO.
this month is my golden birthday.
What does that mean?
31 on the 31st.
Oh, are we doing anything special?
So your golden birthday was when you were 1 year old.
Oh, fuck.
Did you get fucked up?
Yeah, I got movie. Fucking movie. What are you doing for your birthday again?
I have no fucking idea. It's on New Year's Eve, so...
Nah, I'm just going to do something for New Year's.
I hate my fucking birthday so much.
I'll just do something for New Year's.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah. People wait.
We'll just celebrate New Year's and your birthday. And...
People wait to see my plans, and then once they hear about my plans...
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to go to the strip.
We're going to go celebrate New Year's.
The right way.
So sad. Yeah. Why did you celebrate your birthday like early and not on your birthday?
Because my birthday is usually like a perfect time where everyone has off.
Yeah.
It's on like the weekend.
Yeah, perfect.
People get off the next day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But they're also off for the whole break.
Yeah. Well, okay. But it's my birthday. Just ring.
Guys,
in.
Comment down some birthday ideas for Zach for a 31-year-old.
Well, anyways, thank you guys for writing in for your life problems. I may even write one in now for my 31st birthday.
I'm like, is this just you?
God damn, I just got a little sad. I was cool with my 31st, but now it's getting dark. Go ahead, sign us off.
Oh, I was going to say, before we go, guys, I just want to say something. Riz is the word of the year.
All right, thank you guys so much for watching. Exciting things on the Zach and Waleed show. Why is it a picture of Tom Holland? Just because he has Riz?
Tom Holland does not. Sorry, hang on. Tom Holland does not have Riz.
It said Tom Holland has admitted he has no Riz.
Oh, thank God.
So they just threw a picture of him on BBC? All right. Well, wait. He's dating Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Whatever. Yeah.
They should put a picture of Nut. That would have been the fucking.
What a picture of you. Well, that's cool. What was last year's word of the year?
Pussy.
Dude, it's just some fucking Gen Z writing all the articles.
Yeah.
Last year was Goblin Mode.
It's a Gen Z.
That's Gen
Goblin
Z,
Mode.
Sure, yeah.
Goblin Mode was 2022. Okay, now I gotta ask, what was 2021? Sorry.
2021 was Vax.
Vax?
Oh, like, these are not word of the year.
That's crazy.
Anyways.
Goblin mode? Did we say that a lot last year?
Yeah, I said, it's goblin. I'll go goblin mode.
Yeah, I think we could clip that from Foul Tip.
No.
I bet on Foul Tip you've said goblin mode.
No, you know what I have
said?
I said Lizzie Gobblers.
Nice.
Yeah. You're getting it wrong.
Got it.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a plan B word of the year for 2022.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to episode 66 of the Zach and Waleed Show. Be sure to like, comment if you are listening to this anywhere on an audio platform. Rate us 5 stars and leave us a review.
Guys, we're now going to film episode 67 right now.
No, we are
a little loopy on the next episode.
Yeah, then after that, 68.
Just kidding. No. But thank you guys so much for watching. Peace and blessings.
Bye.